Before Section 3, you will hear two university students discussing a presentation about online and in-person workshops. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 30. Now continue listening and answer questions 21 to 30.
Hi, Ryan. Have you finished reading the articles for tomorrow's presentation?
Almost. I think we've got enough information to compare online and in-person workshops. We just need to organize our ideas.
Let's begin with online workshops. What do you think is their biggest advantage?
I'd probably say people have much more freedom. They don't have to attend classes at fixed times because they can choose a schedule that suits their lifestyle.
Exactly. That's especially useful for people who work during the day or have family responsibilities.
Another point I noticed was the amount of money students save.
Right. They don't have to pay for transport, accommodation, or meals away from home.
Yes, so the overall costs are usually much lower than attending face-to-face workshops.
But online learning isn't perfect.
No, definitely not. One thing that's often missing is direct communication.
I agree. During classroom workshops, there's much more interaction between the instructor and participants, and students can exchange ideas immediately.
So, who do you think benefits most from online workshops?
In my opinion, people who work full-time. They're usually too busy to attend classes during the day.
Yes, I'd agree with that. They can study whenever it's convenient.
We should probably mention one disadvantage as well.
Well, the teaching materials are usually good, so that's not really a problem.
I think the biggest issue is that learners don't have many chances to communicate with other students.
Exactly. The limited interaction can sometimes make learning feel rather lonely.
What about traditional workshops?
One of their biggest strengths is that students naturally meet new people.
That's true. Many people make useful professional contacts during group activities and breaks.
So we could say they provide better networking opportunities.
If you were organizing workshops, what would you improve?
I'd probably include more practical activities.
That's a good suggestion, but I actually think classes should have fewer participants. Smaller groups would allow everyone to contribute more.
Yes, reducing class sizes would certainly improve discussions.
Finally, let's think about what students need to succeed online.
I'd say the most important thing is discipline. Without it, people often postpone their work.
Absolutely. In classroom workshops, students also receive immediate feedback, which helps them improve much more quickly.
So after looking at both systems, I don't think either one is perfect.
Neither do I. The best solution is probably to combine both methods, so learners can benefit from the advantages of each.
Great. I think we're ready for tomorrow's presentation.